You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. It is Friday, September 21st, 2012, and you have with you today yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, as usual, throwing it out there, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a friend of mine on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Only if you're a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. I'll do my best to be a little bit quicker about that, folks. But what happens is I get in the heat of the moment, and so often it's like you just get into something, all of a sudden you got to take another break, and you see the callers out there, and it's like, I don't mean to cut you off. So I'll tell you what. You want to be the one that comes up on the call that I pick up next. Make sure it's an interesting topic. That's the best way to do it. Because if you grab my attention, I got a screen right in front of my face, I will pull you up. Okay? 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are found in someone else's head. And P.S., just a little post-it note, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And I think that's important for everybody to understand. We're showing you our words in action. You know, oftentimes people like to just sit and talk about, we need to pray, we need to pray. Yeah, I know. But when you get up off your knees, you need to walk, you need to walk, you need to walk. Let people see your faith by your works. That way God is glorified. Go to Matthew 5, chapter 17. I'm sorry, chapter 5, verse 17. And you'll know what I'm talking about. Folks, really quick, what should we do here? I said so many times in the past, I'm not going to just keep throwing things at you. So you're so over, the word cumbersome comes to mind. You're overburdened by what's going on in your world. Listen, by being overburdened, it's only a part of the agenda to inundate you, to bring you to a place of hopelessness. No matter what comes my way, friends, hell itself, in Jesus' name, I will overcome because my hope is in God. And as long as I keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith, I will overcome this world in Jesus' name, and Scripture tells me that. And what's also interesting, another side of that sword, there's always two sides to every sword, but this is another side of that sword of encouragement. Just think about this, friends. With you on God's side, you're always in the majority. And it's His good pleasure. Just think of this. It's His good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. And he's so anxious to be reunited with you that he delivered up his son to die for your sins. There's nothing barring your way, friends, as long as it's done through a godly fashion by the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now, for all those professed Christians out there trying to figure out why their prayers aren't being answered, I want to tell you why. Because the Holy Ghost never comforts a man that's in sin, known sin. And comfort, by the way, another word of encouragement on the right side of that sword again, comfort in old English, friends, means to be pushed along in war. Isn't that interesting? I seen a famous picture one time out at a museum in Maryland, out on the East Coast there, and it had a picture of a king prodding his soldiers with a sword in their backs, and it said comforting his soldiers. Well, that may be why God calls us good soldiers or fellow soldiers and fellow laborers. And maybe that's why Jesus is called the captain of our salvation. Yeah, because we're in a warfare. Read Ephesians 5. Now, folks, what should we do? I want to stick to the topic of what's going on with Fast and Furious because people are demanding a full investigation. Folks, this isn't just corruption. Because when you go this high, the Attorney General, the DOJ, and you have people that are willing to just go ahead and cover up their criminal buddies, as to what we're seeing in our DOJ right now, they're all just, you know, they're not going to tell on each other. They're not going to expose each other for their crimes committed. Because, listen, if you don't expose me, then I won't expose you. See, and they're laughing at the American people who only encourage their tyranny by leaving off justice. And that's their whole purpose, friends, is justice. And, folks, when your government leaves off justice, you are dealing with tyrants. And let me just give you a little shocker here, a little flag for you. You are dealing with tyrants now, friends. Well, the American people concerning Fast and Furious are demanding an investigation. And there needs to be no investigation, friends. He's already told on himself, both Obama and his administration and Attorney Eric Holder. They've already told on themselves. They didn't deliver up papers for 10 months. They've been trying to botch this investigation since day one. The papers that have been delivered over, the files that have been requested by Daryl Issa, have been time and time again botched. I'm talking about inking out information they don't want him to get a hold of. Because, folks, if you knew what they did, they would both be sitting in prison right now for the rest of their lives because they've committed, they're not going to, friends, they've already committed high treason against you and the Republic. We the people. They are saying that we don't work for the American people and we don't have to listen to your voice through Congress. We're going to go ahead and do what we want to do. So what we're going to do, friends, when we come back, I'm just going to highlight real quick, Troy Gowdy from South Carolina. He drills Inspector General Michael Horowitz on his report on Fast and Furious. It's pretty interesting. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And then we'll hit Maxine Waters as well, that communist.
To know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. I told Carrie during the break, our producer, that, you know, those segments are so short and so fast, it makes me furious. Oh, that was bad. See, you are so slow on the uptake, Carrie. You should have went kerplunk, it sunk, or droomp. But you're just not in the game with me. Maybe that's why I'm on the mic and you're not. A little slow on the uptake. Let's listen to Rep. Troy Gowdy from South Carolina, Drill Inspector General Michael Horowitz, on his report on Fast and Furious. Folks, America is furious as to this tyranny that's taking place in their country. Go for it.
That you reached another startling fact. I don't want to say it's a conclusion, but a fact that you included in your report. And you correct me if I'm mischaracterizing what you wrote. But the Attorney General, even today, does not believe that a dead Border Patrol agent from an agency that he doesn't supervise, who is killed by a weapon as part of an investigation of an agency he does supervise, is something that should be brought to his attention. Does your report not include a paragraph that even today the Attorney General is not sure that this fact pattern should have been brought to his attention?
As we included in the report, the Attorney General told us that it would not necessarily be something he would be expected to be notified of. And we're talking about not the death, because he was notified about the death, but about the fact that two firearms were found at the scene that were connected to Operation Fast and Furious.
Right, but Inspector General, you were a prosecutor. I was a prosecutor. Others up here have been prosecutors. When you have a dead law enforcement officer, the next words out of your mouth are, I want to know everything there possibly is to know about how this happened. I don't just want to know what the autopsy says. I want to know how we got to this point, and which does speak to management, and it does speak to a duty to supervise. Not just a commonsensical duty. I want to ask you specifically about the Code of Professional Responsibility. Is there a duty to supervise for supervisory attorneys to supervise the work of those underneath them? Not a common law or a commonsensical obligation, but is there a Code of Professional Responsibility obligation to supervise?
I'm not sure I could speak directly to the Code of Professional Responsibility in that regard, because we were looking at, obviously, whether there were supervisors.
He's playing stupid, friends.
There was an obligation as part of the performance responsibilities of the agents and the prosecutors to supervise. And the failure to do that was a serious management failure in our estimation, in our view.
Now, what's interesting about that is every one of these individuals that are going along to get along to help cover up Fast and Furious, along with Attorney Eric Holder and President Barack Hussein Obama, they should all be rounded up by the American people and brought before a just judge, because they're going to be sooner or later. I'm talking about in our time for the preservation of our republic and the future of our posterity, and they should be judged according to the law. And when all them documents are exposed to the American people, The American people should clearly set a precedent not to tolerate crime in this government at all anymore. Because everybody in this country knows, you all well know what I say is true, they are guilty as hell. And you know it as well as I do. Brian Terry's family knows it. The 100 Mexicans that were killed by your government know it. The drug dealers who were handed guns by your government know what their purpose was. It was to blame the American people, friends, to create gun legislation to remove guns out of your hands. They want to remove guns from you, America, so they cannot. See, what they want to do is they want to disarm the American people so you become an open prey to their tyranny. And by the way, history shows that clearly, friends. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns. And I've shared this so many times in the past, I have to reiterate it again and remind you. Friends, in a time of terror, why is your government trying to disarm the American people? Because it's your government, folks, that are behind these shenanigans that are being laid to the American people. Creating chaos to bring in a new order. Creating chaos to bring in a new order. And let me tell you what happens, friends, when you're not ruled by the word of God. You're going to be ruled by the bayonets. Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House, one of your founders, said that. If you will not be ruled by the word of God, and you want to walk at liberty, then you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Thomas Jefferson was right when he said, listen, when the government fears the people, you have freedom. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. We're on a line right now, folks, where we're beginning to feel their totalitarianism on a daily basis. They feel that they're above the law. They're a bunch of despots. They don't feel that they need to be ruled by the law. Of course they're not ruled by the people, because the majority of the 312 million people in this country already see the crime for what it is and who's behind the crimes. And this is why I so often share with the American people and the 53 countries that are listening to me on a daily basis, you're going to be ruled by a government if you will not be ruled by God. And let me remind you what our forefathers said. Obedience to God is resistance to tyranny. Obedience to God is to resist tyranny. We're to be overcome with good, not evil, friends. And a godly people cannot stand around, 86% of you out there, cannot sit around and let corruption take over your government. I turned the radio on for a minute. I was cruising around planet Minnesota today, literally. And it's interesting. The state-run media keeps telling us as to what's going on overseas 24/7. Like I care what they're doing over in their country. Like it's any of our business as to what's going on over in foreign countries. Isn't it interesting, friends, that when you look at Hillary Clinton, every place she goes, there's another uprising? I wonder what she's doing. What do you think she's doing, folks? I mean, our founding forefathers told us that we're to have no foreign alliance. But why is it that every them people begin to hate America? They begin to burn flags. They begin to kill ambassadors. They begin to kill our people. Why is it? What is she doing, friends? Here, I'll write it out on the wall for you. She's going over there trying to overthrow those that don't agree with the ideology of the New World Order jokers. And by the way, that came out of the mouth of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. We must have a New World Order, he said, just like the preceding presidents. George Bush Sr. said it over 202 times from the presidential pulpit. He said, Barack Hussein Obama did, there can be no other way. Wow. Oh, scripture talks about it too. God will put it into their minds. God will put it into their minds. For what? The big fall. The big fall. Oh, but I can just hear it come back down on me now. Psalm 2, where the kings of the earth gather themselves against the Lord and his anointed. Oh my goodness. But what is the reply from heaven? The Lord shall sit in the heavens and he shall laugh upon them. These tyrants don't realize that life is but a vapor. Maybe they should get a little history lesson from all their preceding tyrants that have been taken down sooner or later. So often later than sooner, after millions of people die because they didn't want to listen to God in the first place. I don't understand, America, why prevention is better than cure, when in fact prevention is better than cure in everything that we do here. We deal with so much because we leave off justice. And yet we can see it in our Constitution. We can see it on the Supreme Court building. I mean, everywhere I go, I can see it. There a judgment, there a judgment, everywhere a judgment. And yet everybody talks about having peace. I seen a sticker today that said, listen, it's patriotic to want peace. Yes. But let me ask you a common sense question, friends. What does it say on the side of a cop car? Peace officers. What do? They enforce the law against crime. That's how you have peace. And how about this grand old document called the Constitution of the United States? We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect, yes, I love that word, union, union. Friends, union. You have one constitution, you have one national flag, you have one God, and now you're being told by this government that that's unacceptable. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, institute domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, our kids, do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. But what do we establish? Justice. I'll be right back. We're going to talk about Maxine Waters, that little commie she is. What is she doing in government, friends? Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Let's get to that little commie, Maxine Waters. Oh, we even have one in our backyard. His name is Keith Ellison. Embattled Californian Congresswoman Maxine Waters began her political career as an ally of the Communist Party USA. Waters supported several party front organizations, including the National Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, which was led by the leading communist Angela Davis and Charlene Mitchell. Angela Davis serves on the advisory board of the Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism. We are not a democracy, friends. We are a republic. Charlene Mitchell was a Communist Party USA candidate in 1968. She was the first African-American woman to run for president. Waters entered Congress in 1991 and soon became a member of the far-left Congressional Progressive Caucus, along with Keith Ellison from Minnesota. In October 1992, Maxine Waters was keynote speaker at a coalition of black trade unionists meeting in her town of St. Louis, Missouri. And the coalition, especially in Missouri, has long been heavily infiltrated by the Communist Party. Just a little side note, friends. I called Keith Ellison probably about a month ago, tried to get him on live radio off the cuff so he couldn't prepare with his propaganda to try to deceive the American people. And we got a phone call back, but he said he would call back within a 15-minute ratio. In other words, Bradley, I'm not stupid. I got to have my guns ready. And the other thing is you might have someone online that might confront me and know who I am as a Muslim. And we have yet to hear from Keith Ellison and all my little blogger ground feeders in Minnesota. I've been trying to tell you he's avoided me like the plague. He's oil and I'm water. But for some reason, my doors are wide open and my radio program is live 6 days a week. And yet we can't get Keith Ellison on the radio. And let's put it this way. If I was Keith Ellison, I wouldn't want to be on the radio with Bradley Dean either. I just wouldn't do it because he relies on useful idiots to believe what he says. And he's got plenty of useful idiots, probably 10 of them in Minnesota. That's why he's the president of the LGBT in Minnesota. Yes, America, you heard me right. These useful idiots have appointed him. The Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals, and they appointed a Muslim to be their president. And yet the LGBT hates my guts for telling them that the one that they've appointed actually wants to, well, in this particular situation, let's say it again, the Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals, and they appoint Keith Ellison. And if it be true that Keith Ellison is a part of the Communist Socialist Party, along with Maxine Waters, well, he knows all the well that what you need to do is you need to find useful idiots that will believe what they say to use them as a political battering ram. But my blogger buddies in Minneapolis, they just don't seem to get it neither. They keep attacking me, but yet they don't know that their heads are the ones that are on the block, not mine. Isn't that crazy? I mean, how stupid can you be? Like I said yesterday, you could transport these people to the sun, and they wouldn't see the light. And I'm trying to figure out who their best friend is, the one that keeps warning them, or the one that they appoint that lies to them. But there's nothing new under the sun. So I'm still waiting for Keith Ellison to get back to us, friends. He said he's just too busy right now. No. He's just rolling over, hoping everybody just forgets about it. But I'm not forgetting about it because he's in my state, and we know who Keith Ellison is, and so do people in the state of Minnesota. And they're watching him with a razor eye. But for all you useful idiots out there, just keep in mind they use you for a socialist agenda, I'm sorry, and then they come in with totalitarian power. And the communists look at the socialists like, how can we trust you when you've already betrayed your own country? We have to get rid of you too. Oh, and I didn't say this. Vladimir Lenin said this. He said a good communist finds use for everything, and nothing is more useful than these useful idiots. That's right. How does it work? Well, John F. Kennedy was right when he said this back in the 60s. Communism has never come to power in a country that was not disrupted by war or corruption. What are we seeing, friends? War and corruption. War and corruption from this administration. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Corruption within its administration. Corruption within its administration. How does communism enter in? Through war and corruption. Let's get back to Maxine Waters. She's an interesting communist. She's not even a good liar. What is a good liar? A fool. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. My God tells me again that liars will be found out for who they really are, and they're found out every day. Because, again, when we look at Scripture, we can see that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And that's how we understand that the law is perpetual in the spirit, because corruption is always being exposed by a holy and a just God who will not tolerate crime and will not acquit the wicked in any sense of the word. So let's go to Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters speaks out at a town hall meeting about supporting Sharia law. Isn't this interesting? And these are the people decrying racism and hate and division. And they're the ones creating all of this. But they're the ones decrying it, friends. They're the ones that are responsible. And every single time they decry something, rest assured, friends, they're guilty of it. Guilty as charged. Go ahead and play that piece of the little commie, Maxine Waters.
Over the last year, and due to the focus of House Republicans on so-called Muslim radicalization, we have seen politicians and pundits attacking the Islamic faith as a security threat to the United States. Across the country, these people are exploiting fear and trying to convince state legislatures that the steady adoption of Sharia tenets is a strategy extremists are using to transform the United States into an Islamic country.
Thank you. That's all she needed to say. America, did you remember September 11th? Do you remember that? What was thrown on the American people 24/7? What kind of a threat was it? Go ahead and answer the question. Oh, Islamic threat. Okay, gotcha. What are we seeing overseas 24/7 by the state-run media who are trying to distill and use fear to bring people into submission? Let me tell you something, patriots. Never take counsel from your fears. Capiche? Savvy? Follow? Get it? Dig? We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We don't take counsel from our fears, but yet, what do we see 24/7, friends? Anti-Western sentiments coming from who? Islamic extremists. But just ignore that. Maxine Waters? Just ignore that. Just forget about all of the threats towards America. Just forget all about that. Just listen to the little commie, Maxine Waters. Oh, did I forget to tell you about our little friend, Maxine Waters? I need to tell you. The House Ethics Committee appeared likely Friday to drop its cause against Rep. Maxine Waters after an independent legal advisor concluded that there is not sufficient evidence to prove violations by a clear and convincing standard. The panel received the recommendation during a rare open session and was expected to end the case against Waters, who has been accused of improperly helping a bank linked to her husband. I suggest that if Sharia law is approved by Mrs. Maxine Waters, well, then I suggest that we all buy her a plane ticket, friends. Would you guys like to chip in? Just go ahead and let's chip in a one-way ticket, and we'll send her to these countries that she approves of. And by the way, I'm not so foolish as to believe that it's all the Islam. Friends, I have events all the time at colleges. And I have these people come in, and they are cool people. This is the media highlighting the extremists. That's all it is. I've talked to these people. As a matter of fact, a lot of these people will support my ministry. They will tell you that, listen, we're not all like that. Of course you're not all like that. This is what the media uses to try to get a nation to submit itself through fear. That's why the state-run media uses fear all the time. Oh, what comes to mind again, Chris? He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. And there lies the problem. Fear, 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 fear. Tear, 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 tear. More tear, more tear. Keep pushing fear on these people. Keep pushing fear on these people. But friends, forget about what corporate media says all the time about what they promulgate. Hey, reporters, you just go take the pictures. And what I'll do is I'll create the war. You take the pictures and I'll create the war. You create the pictures and I'll create the war. Just keep lying to the people. Inundate them with a lie. Keep telling it to them until they believe it. They got that from their father. His name is Adolf Hitler. Their other father, Joseph Stalin, and the wannabe dictator, Benito Mussolini, and any other dictator that would use the same methodology to control a people. Use fear. Fear. That's all it is. Not faith. Don't tell them these colors don't run. Don't tell them that hundreds of thousands of men and women fought and bled and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States. We're not made of a cowardice spirit, friends. Our forefathers weren't that. It wasn't cowards that established the republic, and it's not cowards that are going to preserve it. It's going to be the brave, and I know you're brave. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back after this break. Now I'm getting lit, and now it's time to take a break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know what's interesting, too, is the president of these United States corporate America is apologizing to the people that just killed your ambassador, two of your Marines. Actually, I believe it's been four now. And they're running ads in them countries apologizing to them. And what they're trying to use as an excuse is the comic book piece that went out there, which was supposed to be a mockery of Muslims, which has already been exposed for what it was, inadequate. That wasn't the excuse. That wasn't the reason. Foreign people will tell you what's reported to America and what really happens over there are two different stories. Interesting stuff, guys. Talking about Maxine Waters, let's get back to her. Go ahead and show her true colors for the Tea Party, if you would, please. This is Maxine Waters, a little commie that was just exonerated for improperly helping a bank linked to her husband. Folks, these people are criminals, but she's exonerated again by the fox in the chicken coop. How long are you going to tolerate it, friends? Go for it.
But 2010, people thought the work had been done. And folks did not vote in the 2010 election. We call those the midterm elections. And guess what happened? We lost the House of Representatives. And when you lose the House of Representatives, you don't have any chairmanships. You can't get any bills passed. And then we had a new kind of spirit to the Congress. And it was not a good one. They kind of called themselves Tea Party, Pastor. I don't know what party they've been to. There must have been some bitter tea. Because they came with a mean spirit. And now they want to cut the food stamps.
This isn't a
church,
friends.
They don't want to fund education. They want to give all the tax breaks to the richest people. And then they're trying to do away with the health care reform that we work so hard for. Every human being deserves access to health care. We're dying from preventable diseases. We can't afford this high price insurance. But we have fashioned a way that working with government, we could afford to have everybody have insurance no matter what level you are.
Isn't that interesting? Everything that Jesus spoke against, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. I wonder how many rich folks were in that meeting. No, I'm talking about the blacks and the Hispanics. I wonder how many blacks and Hispanics, you know, the upper class, the richer folks, I wonder how many showed up at her meeting. Probably not. Or maybe she's just trying to push an agenda, you think? And who's she using? She was doing that, friends, in a church. The government will take care of you. The government will take care of you. 55 times from the DNC. Not one nation under God, but the government will take care of you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Marine. Ring. Maxine Waters tells Tea Party where they should go. Go ahead and play that one. Hey, for everybody that believes in the Constitution and the Republic and one nation under God, listen to Maxine Waters. This is her message to you. Go for it.
I'm not afraid of anybody. This is a tough game. You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. As far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell.
I bet she was probably saying that in church, too, wasn't she? Well, she's inundating the people that don't know the difference between right and wrong. And by the way, for those people that don't know the difference between right and wrong, I was a welfare kid. I came out of North Minneapolis. I was with the blacks. I was with the Hmong. I was with the Hispanic. I was with the whites. And we were all in it together. And for those that worked really hard to get out of there, they got out of there. Because they wanted to get out of there. They didn't want to stay dependent upon the government for anything. The goal of socialism is communism, Vladimir Lenin. Karl Marx said democracy is the road to socialism. Are you listening to me, socialists? You're being used, you useful idiots. Talking about Maxine Waters, the little commie that she is, I bet that we could probably pull up something where Maxine Waters actually tells on herself. Oh, hang on a second. I think we've got it. You got it already, Carrie? Go ahead and play that for the good people.
What guarantees are you going to give this liberal about how that will reduce the cost of gasoline at the pump if we let you drill where you say you want to drill?
I can guarantee to the American people, because of the inaction of the United States Congress, ever increasing prices unless the demand comes down, and the $5 will look like a very low price in the years to come if we are prohibited from finding new reserves, new opportunities to increase supplies.
And guess what this liberal will be all about? This liberal will be all about socializing, would be about.
Oh, she did it.
Oh, basically,
she stepped
over
in it. She said it. And she just told you who she was. Do it again. Not the guy. Listen carefully to what Maxine Waters said. When she's calling herself a liberal, she may as well just call herself for what she is. She's a criminal. She is a criminal, friends. She's breaking the laws. Okay, now listen carefully again. She says it right out of her own mouth, what she is about and who she is. Go for it.
And guess what this liberal will be all about? This liberal will be all about socializing, would be about basically taking over and the government running all of your companies.
Friends, it doesn't get any clearer than that, does it? She said it right out of her mouth. She didn't know how to respond to what came out. She probably thought to myself, oh my gosh, what did I just do? Folks, socialism is a philosophy of failure. The creed of ignorance, that's exactly right. And the gospel of envy. They want what you got free. They want to steal from you. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. That's right. Just ask Mr. Joseph Stalin. Folks, if I got into the atrocities that that man committed against his people, you would be in shock. And that's exactly what these people are attempting to do. They're trying to socialize you. Let me go back to Keith Ellison really quick. The 75-member committee is co-chaired by Reps Raul Grijalva, and Keith Ellison is closely allied with the Democratic Socialist Party, USA, identifies progressive caucus members as its allies in Congress. I believe there's been, 90 that have been found out now? 90 of them, friends. And for the most part, the conservative outlets are still trying to figure out, what are they doing? Why are they doing this? Do they hate America? No, they're communists. They're useful idiots, too, for the communist purpose. Nothing new under the sun. Boy, oh boy, is McCarthy back in the 50s? You want to talk about exonerated? Wow. You want to talk about being justified? Remember?
This cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.